In my dream, I stood, a girl of 9, fat and budding, in my 2-piece cobalt blue spandex bathing suit. The sky above me was all gray and swirling. The water below me was green and frothing. The waves seemed to have little teeth. I didn't care. I stood there, triumphant, doing my best Esther Williams imitation. My arms were in a perfect triangle as I jumped up into the air and then sliced into the water. It was a perfect 10. It was then I noticed that the water was like a jello parfait in a Tupperware cup. The top layer of water was all gray-green, and where there should have been a thin layer of whipped cream, there was a thin layer of light. I swam through the green water and the thin layer of light, and then I was in this brackish water. I swam through that and another layer of light, and then I was in this beautiful, crystal-clear, ocean-like warm water. As I watched myself on my dream screen, I knew nothing about what the dream me was doing, but the dream me was moving with perfect intention. She swam down to the sandy slope bottom. She took out her hand and she began to sweep at the sand with her hand. She was looking for something. She kept sweeping and searching, and then she would stop. Sweeping, searching, stop. Sweeping, searching, stop. And then I found. There it was, a big gold coin. I quickly snatched it up and began to swim through that crystal clear water and the thin layer of light. I got through the brackish water and the thin layer of light, and then I was in the green water, and I could see the sun shining down like a portal up into the earth. It was then that I noticed that I had stayed down longer than I thought, and I didn't have enough air to make it up. So I started to swim a little bit faster. But it seemed like the faster I swam, the higher up the top became. So I was swimming faster and faster and faster, and then I thought in my mind, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. I have to take a breath. I have to take a breath. I have to take a breath. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. And then I heard this little click in my mind, and I gave up. I opened up my mouth to take in this big, watery breath. And then I found myself sitting bolt upright in my bedroom that I'd painted my astrological colors of yellow and orange. My nightgown was all twisted and sweaty. My sheets were all twisted around my feet. I was disoriented. And then I looked at my hand. It was clenched. And I could feel the coin poking into my palm. And I thought, I did it. I did it. I've got the gold coin. I brought it up from the dream world. It's mine. I was so excited, I turned my face away. And then I closed my eyes and slowly began to uncurl my fingers one at a time. And when my palm was open, I turned back to look and saw nothing. I didn't have a gold coin. I didn't have anything. I didn't feel a coin poking into my palm. It was just my fingernails. My hand was empty. Now, I can't tell you how disappointed I was as a girl of 9 and how unfair I thought that was. Because after all, I had gone down and made it back up, and I should have had the coin to prove it. I had that dream every night for 2 weeks when I was 9 years old, and I never had it again. In fact, I never even really thought about it until after the birth of my second son, Sammy. He was just a newborn as we were driving down our road towards home. He was all covered with spittle, and I looked over at him and thought, oh, isn't he perfect? And just when I said that, That dream bubbled up into my consciousness, and I was flooded with the memory of it. And for 3 days after that, I could think of nothing but the dream, of the excitement, the expectation, the success, and the disappointment. I thought to myself, why now? Why remember this dream 30 years later? I thought about my life from the time I'd had the dream until I remembered it. And then I realized that that dream had been given to me as a gift when I was just a little girl, to show me the way that my life would go, and really the way that all of our lives go. We dive down into we know not what to get something precious, only to bring it up and think we've lost it. And the next day we dive down again. Life is a constant state of diving and emerging, diving and emerging over and over again. Ah, but what is that gold coin? Asked the seeker. The gold coin, answered the wise one, is you. It just took you 30 years to wake up.